I gotta get a velvet golf outfit. All right, Matty T Minute coming up right this second. Matty T, if you're ready, let's get it. And then I'll pull birthday trivia together while you're doing it.
Well, now I'm prepared. You know.
Way to cover it, Matty.
Okay, you know, the summer movie season is in full swing, and we start June off with two new movies now playing in wide release. The first is called Edge of Tomorrow. Now, on a side note, I still haven't convinced anyone to let me see these movies early. Of course,
yeah, we gotta work on that.
I'm nowhere near, though, the likes of the big timers like your Rene Shapiro's or your Philip Martin's of Arkansas. So the best I can continue to give you is my take based on the trailer. That being said, I apologize if my reviews seem half-assed. But I worked with what I got. So anyways, what I've taken from the trailer of Edge of Tomorrow is that L. Ron Hubbard fanboy Tom Cruise dresses up like a character from an Xbox game and is stuck in some kind of Groundhog Day scenario that involves fighting aliens. There you go. To me, it looks like a giant, steamy pile of crap. But I did forget to put my contacts in this morning. Now, the next movie up is called The Fault in Our Stars.
And now, wait a minute.
Yeah.
One more thing. Emily Blunt's in this movie. That's the only thing that makes it serviceable. She's fantastic.
God,
just to be blunt.
God bless the lovely Emily Blunt.
Okay.
The next movie up is called The Fault in Our Stars, and just the trailer for this one almost made me cry. In all fairness to me, I was minstrel at the time. The movie is about a young couple who meet at a cancer support group and fall in love. The girl totes around an oxygen tank, and the guy has a prosthetic leg. Again, that's about all I know about it, but it does look good, like a good movie, despite the initial bummer with the whole C word. And the C word, of course, is cancer, and not the other C word that probably got Jay-Z kicked in an elevator. I actually think The Fault in Our Stars will be number one on Monday, followed by Gears of War with Tom Cruise, and that's the Matty T Minute.
Tom Cruise's movie is not called Gears of War.
Oh, that's the video game that he must have copied it from.
Oh, Matty T.
Was it Halo?
It's called Matty T.
Kill Dudes, Die, Repeat, I think is what the name of it. That's the working title.
Live, Die, Repeat.
What was it that got Jay-Z kicked in the elevator again?
I believe it was the other C-word, yeah.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that.
That was fantastic, Matty.
Oh, you hurt me. Hey, Matty T, I'm not in my right mind today, and I'm still looking for names as we speak. So would you have yourself or the intern keep score and assign names? I need three players. We have three players on the line?
We have two players right now.
Can I get Amor? Because I want Kevin to be able to play. 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037. That was genius right there.